Hi, welcome to Nanny Navigates. I'm your host, Nanny, otherwise known as Vaishnavi Venkatesh. And wow, it has been a while. My goodness, I had originally planned for this to be a back-to-school episode, and as I am recording this right now, it is October 11th, around a month after the first day of school, so it's been extremely busy, sort of getting used to everything and trying to get acclimated to being fully in person at school again, and just with in-person quizzes and tests, which are really, really weird to get back to, by the way. It's been a very long and busy month, but thank goodness I am back. I'm so excited to be putting out more content as I get more situated in the school year. So really excited to be recording. Like I said, this was originally supposed to be a back-to-school episode, but I was really nervous at the beginning of the year about how this year was going to go back with thousands of kids filtering into my school building, all taking classes together. It was just really nerve-wracking to imagine that we were all going to be going into that starting September 13th. So what I did for this episode was I invited two friends, Tiffany Swee and Evie Brimberg, both of whom are from separate high schools, to talk about some of their concerns, what they were concerned about, what they were excited for going into sophomore year of high school in the middle of a global pandemic, 100% in person. I think we had a really interesting conversation about what that means for each of us, what we're coming out of, what we're going into. So I hope, even though it's been a month since this episode was recorded, that you gained some insight and see how what has changed and how you feel now after that first day of school has passed. So without further ado, let's get into it. Anyways, I wanted to start out by saying that school starts this Monday, and for you, Tiffany, it starts tomorrow. How do you feel about that? How does that feel?
I guess I'll go. Personally, I think school came, well, summer finished so fast. It feels like it's been like 2 weeks, honestly. But I still can't wait to get back.
Yeah, I have to say the same thing. Summer went by so fast, and I'm definitely feeling nervous, but, you know, I'm so happy to be able to go back, you know, to in-person, to normal school again, and just see everyone. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited too, especially because, you know, last year, the on and off hybrid remote thing was just, I'm so excited that now there's like no remote option. We're just fully going into it head first. So that should be interesting. So I wanted to start out by sort of asking, what does going in person 100%, because we haven't seen that since before the pandemic, look like for your school? What are some changes that they've made? And what is the new norm going to be like as far as you know at this point?
Well, for my school, I think a simple answer to that question would be everyone's in a classroom together and not on a Zoom. But I think to fully understand, you know, what that really means for the students and teachers at my school, it'd be helpful for me to tell you a little bit about what learning used to look like last year for students at my school for some context. So I go to a smaller school and we only have about 50 people for grade. And last year, most students did a blending learning program, and some students, including myself, did school completely remote all year. And the hybrid learning program, for those who participated in it, didn't start until March, and it consisted of 3 out of the 5 school days in person and 2 remote. And even so, both completely remote students and hybrid students, even on the days that they were in person, were on the same Zoom calls, meaning that while the virtual students joined the Zoom meeting from home, the in-person students joined that same Zoom meeting together in the same room at school with personal computers and headphones. So with the exception of some teachers who taught remotely the whole year, most teachers were in person and shifted between being in the same room as the in-person students and conducting the Zoom from different rooms so everyone could be with their teachers. And so regardless of what you chose and where you were, everyone was learning from some sort of a screen. And so now that I've explained all of that, I would say that the entire school body going in person 5 days a week will look like a really great shift in what we've been doing for over a year of school now, which is learning completely from a screen. And one of my teachers last year said something that I thought was really interesting, was that we're most likely to zone out learning from a screen because like we're used to staring at screens and watching TV shows or movies where it's natural to be zoning out or just partly paying attention. And so in order to learn and adapt our minds to paying attention and being able to absorb, you know, information, we have to, you know, practice that skill of learning from a screen. And honestly, for me personally, I'm not sure if I actually found that true. And I felt like as long as there are other people on the end, like I was able to keep focused on the screen, but, you know, it really does depend on every person and their preferences and learning style. And so, you know, this whole shift of fully in person, no more screens 5 days a week, maybe it'll be easier for some people and maybe it'll be harder.
Yeah, definitely. I think, first of all, the huge shift from being, and I think your school was even more online than my school, because in my school, the teachers were juggling like three electronic devices at once, the kids at home, their own computers, and then the smart board for the kids in the building. But for you, everyone was on a Zoom, like if I heard correctly, everyone was on a Zoom, no matter if you were in person or remote.
Exactly, yeah.
It's definitely gonna be a huge shift. What about you, Tiffany?
Yeah, well, my school last year, obviously in the beginning of the year, we were all remote, but we were really trying a bunch of different things like hybrid, all remote, trying to get to all in person. I think for next year, there aren't any screens at my school as well. We'll probably be taking some notes in some classes on screens, but they're really trying to like get as much on paper time as possible. And I'm super excited for that because last year I definitely felt Zoom fatigue, and it was unlike anything I think any of us have ever experienced before. So I'm really glad that hopefully it's coming to an end.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so glad to be able to put my computer away and like see actual faces teaching me and learning with me. I think that'll definitely be, I'm really excited for that. So kind of the reason, or one of the reasons why I wanted to make an episode about back to school is because of all of the uncertainty surrounding it. And that's why I wanted to invite the two of you to sort of discuss what common uncertainties and questions teens have. So sort of around that topic, what are some of your top concerns for how this new school year is gonna play out, at least as far as you know, once again?
Well, with every new school year for me comes the usual concerns, like what are my classes gonna look like and what are my teachers gonna be like and the workload. But for me, I feel like I've always felt that the beginning of the school year is a chance to start fresh. And that's kind of both an opportunity and a lot of pressure, you know, because with so many unknowns about what the school environment is going to look like, walking into school that first day, I always tend to feel like I have even more unknowns about my own self. You know, and with this environment, how am I going to perform and define myself academically? And how am I going to behave socially and sustain friendships and make new friends? And even how like I choose to dress and look. And with all of the, you know, with all of those factors that are decided for me in the environment, how am I going to establish and present myself? And I was completely virtual all year at my school last year, in ninth grade. And so I feel like I kind of missed out on like a lot of that defining and presenting myself that happens, you know, usually at the beginning of high school. And so I am going into sophomore year and I'm going to be a 10th grader, but it almost feels like a whole new experience being a high schooler. And so I definitely feel the pressure, of defining and presenting myself.
Yeah, I totally agree with Evie that it's definitely like another experience because last year we were kind of sheltered. Well, personally, I felt we were kind of in a bubble because technically we had to be in a bubble. And so that definitely changed the whole high school experience. And I don't know, going in person with I guess all the classes and all the teachers, you really have to adjust. And I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also kind of nervous.
Yeah, definitely. And I think
Yeah.
all of us are nervous 100%. I think something that stuck out to me that I think I can really relate with what was what you, Evie, said about unknowns about your own self and your own sense of self, and the fact that we haven't had a chance to define ourselves or present ourselves or even show who we are as students, as people, as friends, because our freshman year was for some of us hybrid and for rest of us fully remote. But either way, we had no way to say this is who we are at our new schools. So I
Yeah,
think that's
exactly.
something that's extremely up in the air even now. So I really do hope that gets more resolved and we can go further into that this next school year.
I just feel like just the fact that we had to limit the amount of people we can meet really like stopped us from becoming who we are or who we can be, like the development that you're usually getting in freshman year of high school, where you can explore and try new things and learn about new things and meet new people. So, like last year, I didn't really get to meet new people. I could only like stay in my little bubble, and even through teacher meetings, you could only like schedule it on Google Calendar and you had to email them and everything when usually you can just drop in. So everything felt really choreographed and thought through, and it was kind of restricting. So yeah, that's definitely something that I can let go of for next year.
Yeah, and I love how you use that word, everything felt choreographed, because I feel like sort of a rite of passage of us being freshmen is like the stumbling through the first year and sort of stumbling through the teachers, stumbling through the students and figuring out where you fit in and where you fit within the student body. That sort of uncertainty in what it means to be a freshman was stripped away too. I don't know if I'm thankful for that or if I would have preferred to have that. But yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
definitely.
Yeah, so to sort of go opposite to the top concerns, what are your top things that you're excited for about the next school year?
Well, for me, I would say that this might be an obvious one, but I'm so excited to see everyone and, be able to learn surrounded by my friends and see some of my teachers from last year I haven't even met yet. And so even if I don't have them again this year, it would be nice to get to know in person my teachers. And yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like what I said I am so excited to not have all these restrictions on who we can talk to and who we can meet. And also, just learning in person is so much easier for me. I don't know about you guys, but it's just so much easier to pay attention, to ask questions. There's less pressure when you like unmute yourself. So that is definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, definitely. In-person learning for me was so much easier, even on the days where there were
three or four, maybe even two other kids in my hybrid room when I went in person. Even just being able to learn by a teacher looking at me and presenting information right in front of me, as opposed to on a screen, I feel like made that much more of a difference, definitely.
Yeah, and there's something about, like, you know, just being in a classroom with a bunch of people and teachers and learning, you know, with and writing down on paper and not staring at a screen, that just makes it so, I don't know, organic and such. I mean, I never thought that that was something that I would miss, but if there's something, I don't know, if there's something I've learned from this past year, it's that it's just, I don't know, such an experience that I'm looking forward to going back to.
Next up, we discuss how being remote the past year has impacted our family dynamic, our family routines, and how we interact with the people we've been quarantined with for the past year and a half, actually. So for all of that and more, stay tuned.
I'm really interested in knowing how being remote / being blended impacted your family dynamic this past school year, as opposed to what it used to be like. Your family dynamic, it's, I guess, day-to-day routine, and how your family just functions in general.
Yeah, well, my sister was very lucky to be able to go to school 5 days a week in person for the majority of the year, but a lot of her extracurriculars, like cello lessons, were virtual. And for me, as I explained earlier, I attended school completely virtually last year. And most of my music classes virtually, with the exception of a chamber group. And also, me and my sister both do a ballet program, which had a hybrid system with a few days out of the week in person. And so with all that came a lot of, like, working out our schedules to be able to sort out, you know, where everyone needed to be and when. And then my parents had Zoom meetings and all of my sister's virtual classes too. And we kind of learned to use Zoom and technology and sorted that all out together as a family. But yeah, if there's anything that comes to mind when I think of what really affected my family's daily routines, that would be like time management, you know, because with school being online gave me a lot less structure, and my sister too, and freedom in like how we spend our time, you know, because there's like no one next to you being like making you do your work and making you go from class to class and making you finish it on time. And so really establishing those time management skills to deal with a little bit more freedom and a little less structure was definitely something that I had to work on. And also time management skills were crucial to be able to figure out the whole hybrid and virtual schedule and manage with a less structured schedule when we were online. And so, yeah, I would say that how we managed our time with that kind of schedule definitely affected our everyday lives as a family last year.
Yeah, definitely. And I think time management was a huge thing that we had to stumble through in my family. But not only time management, but as I'm hearing from what you just said, like self and family responsibility and accountability, because it's not, and my teachers were telling me this, it's not like they can look over your shoulder and, you know, tell you to keep doing your work or stop fooling around. You have to want to have that responsibility and you have to hold yourself accountable. And I think something I'm glad that my family was there for is that we all held each other accountable with what we needed to get done. Because we were all at home, we were getting so much of each other that I guess we had to keep each other on our toes, like saying, come on, we have to keep going, we have to keep doing this.
So yeah,
accountability and responsibility were also huge.
Yeah, that's really cool.
My family definitely didn't do that.
Okay, so now that we've sort of talked about how it's impacted your family this past school year. How has that changed, or how do you think it will change now that we're all going back?
Well, I mean, for me, there's going to be in my family a lot of logistic changes, you know, because with now both of our ballet programs, me and my sister, completely in person, both of our instrument and music programs in person, and school in person, we're going to have to, I guess you could say, adapt, but it's really going back to what things used to be like, you know, everything in person and getting us from place to place. And my hope is that, you know, what you were saying about accountability and time management, that all those skills will stay with us, you know, and that even when we're not completely on our own trying to figure out, you know, doing school from home and having all of that accountability, that we will still, you know, push ourselves and use those skills wherever we are.
Yes, I completely agree. And I'm also a bit concerned that maybe me personally, I've lost some of the skills, the people skills, or the like skills I had when I had a normal schedule or a normal routine. And I'm hopefully gonna be able to get that back maybe in the first few weeks, but it might take a little bit of practice, at least for me.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. I think everyone, especially teens, have at least in some degree lost social skills and like how to speak to other people face to face. That's definitely something we're going to have to deal with. So I wanted to end off by sort of looking towards the future and looking towards, I guess, this next school year, what you want to see happen. So what are some of your goals, and this can be in any area of your life, for the next school year?
Well, logistically, you know, there are going to be a lot of changes in my schedule and my daily life, and school music and ballet are going to be completely in person, no more screens, and we're going to have to adapt, and, you know, I'm going to have to adapt to my schedule to accommodate travel time again and mentally prepare for a lot more social interaction and social situations. And academically, I really want to set myself up for success, but not like push myself too hard, keeping in mind that so many changes at once might be hard on my mental health. And so overall, I have to anticipate that with a completely new everyday life and schedule back in person, things are going to be a little uncomfortable. And I want to definitely keep building my time management skills and keep those up, which is really something that I've always been working on, but even before COVID. But I think that, you know, the pandemic, really, because of all the things that we were saying about, you know, more flexible schedule and such, kind of pushed me to work on that. And so keeping those skills through next year will ensure that I'm not like rushing from place to place and struggling more than I need to with all the changes. And so, yeah, with that being said, I just have to say that I'm so happy to be able to learn and go back to normal school again. I'm so grateful to be able to see everyone and to go everywhere, and I'm excited to have a great year.
That was really well said. That's definitely what I was thinking. You know, it's going to be really difficult, I think, next year to kind of open myself up to other people for them to judge, because that's something I struggle with, you know, especially after being inside and not having many social interactions. I feel like it might be easy for me to just like shut myself up, but a goal of mine is to, you know, be open to meeting new people and maybe try a little bit more to seek out other people instead of just being there. And I know like Evie said, traveling and all everything in person will be hard, especially with a new year of high school. But I'm gonna try my best, and I'm just hoping that I can remember that it's okay to not have everything be perfect, as long as you're just trying your best.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Nanny Navigates. I really enjoyed speaking to Tiffany and Evie about our concerns and excitements for the new school year. And even though this is coming out one month after it was actually recorded, I feel like it is even more relevant now than it was back then, sort of seeing how we've changed since that day before school that I recorded that episode. And in addition, I think it was so insightful to be able to talk to another teen. This is only the second episode that Nanny Navigates has done where I've spoken to a group of teens. And I think knowing as a teen that someone else is going through similar experiences as I'm going through, especially in the middle of a global pandemic, is comforting in a way. So I'm really glad that I was able to put out this episode, and I'm so glad that you were able to experience it. Thanks so much for listening to Nanny Navigates. As a reminder, check out @NannyNavigates on Instagram for the latest interactive content, updates, posts, stories, and pictures. Also, check out nannynavigates.com to listen and to learn more about Behind the Mic and Behind the Podcast. Thanks again for listening to this episode of Nanny Navigates. And until next time, keep exploring.